In this bulletin, Hong Kong police fired tear gas at protesters who stormed Parliament. The 46th annual federal parliament to resume today. And in tennis, all the action from Wimbledon. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. The 46th annual federal parliament will resume today with the coalition's tax cuts package set to dominate discussion. The government is pressuring Labor and crossbenchers to back its full $158 billion tax cuts plan by the end of the week. So far, Labor has refused to back the full plan. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says Finance Minister Matthias Cormann is negotiating with crossbenchers.
My colleague Matthias Cormann has been handling the direct negotiations with the crossbench senators, and we are obviously doing everything that we can to ensure that this legislation goes through.
Hong Kong police have fired tear gas at hundreds of protesters who earlier stormed the city's Legislative Council on the anniversary of Hong Kong's return to Chinese rule in 1997. A small group of protesters managed to break in, tearing down portraits of political leaders and spray-painting pro-democracy slogans on the walls. It follows weeks of unrest over a controversial extradition law, which, if passed, would make it easier for people to be extradited to mainland China to face trial. Hong Kong's leader Carrie Lam suspended the amendments on the 15th of June. However, protester Fernando Chern says the city wants the bill formally removed.
Hong Kong is still in unrest. We are very much not satisfied with the government not allowing a complete withdrawal of the extradition bill, and also a real urge from all sides to establish an independent inquiry to the whole fiasco.
Australia's first Royal Commission into the mental health system will begin its public hearings in Melbourne today. The Victorian inquiry is scheduled to hear from four witnesses on its first day, including former Trade Minister Andrew Robb. Mr. Robb, who served as Australia's Trade and Investment Minister before retiring from politics in 2016, revealed publicly in 2009 that he suffered from depression. The government is welcoming easing trade tensions between the United States and China following the G20 summit. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says while the coalition supports the US working with China, Australia will not be taking the same relaxed approach to Chinese Huawei products as President Donald Trump. President Trump has agreed to allow US companies to sell some components to Huawei, despite security concerns about the tech giant. Huawei is banned from Australia's 5G network. Iran's foreign minister has confirmed the country has breached the limit of its enriched uranium stockpile set out in the 2015 Iran nuclear deal with major world powers. Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif confirmed the United Nations International Atomic Energy Agency report that its inspectors had verified the 300-kilogram cap had been exceeded. Speaking to ISNA news agency, Mr. Zarif has said his country has taken this step because European nations have failed to protect Iran's interests under the deal, adding his country could take it further. Enriched uranium is used to make reactor fuel, but also nuclear bombs. It comes a year after the United States President Donald Trump unilaterally withdrew from the deal, accusing Iran of developing its nuclear weapons program. In tennis, former Wimbledon champion Venus Williams has been defeated by a 15-year-old qualifier in one of the tournament's greatest ever upsets. American junior Corey Goff is the youngest ever player to compete at the All England Club in the Open era, and she overcame the 39-year-old 6-4, 6-4. Second seed and Australian Open champion Naomi Osaka has also suffered a defeat in the first round to Russian Yulia Putintseva. Australia's chances are not lost, with Ash Barty preparing to play China's Sai Sai Zheng in her first round match. Barty says she's looking forward to the game.
Sai Sai's got incredible abilities to match up to a grass court. I think she's done well here in the past, and she's got a good slice backhand, got the kick serve that will react well off the courts, and she loves playing on the grass courts. I think it's a tough first round match, and one that I know that I'll have to be ready for. But I think that's kind of the perfect start for me, is trying to make sure that I'm really switched on for that first round match and trying to do the best that I can.
In the men's draw, Australian Alexei Popirin has recorded a straight sets win over Pablo Carreño Busta, but Greek teenager Stefanos Tsitsipas wasn't as lucky, losing to Italy's Thomas Fabiano. And now a look at today's weather. Perth, partly cloudy, 19. Adelaide, similar conditions, 16. Melbourne, a possible shower, 16. Hobart, showers easing, 14. Canberra, mostly sunny, 14. Wollongong, much the same, 18. Sydney, also mostly sunny, 19. Newcastle, sunny, 20. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 24. Cairns, similar conditions, 26. And Darwin, sunny, 31. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.